The top stories from ABC News. Former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic has been sentenced to 40 years in prison for war crimes. UN judges at The Hague found him guilty of genocide, as well as 9 other war crime charges. Mr. Karadzic was accused of controlling Serb forces that massacred 8,000 Muslim men and boys during the Balkans War more than 2 decades ago. A mother and her young son have been found dead at the bottom of a cliff at Maroubra in Sydney's southeast. Detectives are not treating the deaths as suspicious. The woman and her son are yet to be formally identified, and police are urging anyone with information relating to the incident to come forward. Investigators in Belgium are trying to work out if there was a 5th person involved in the attacks in Brussels who may still be on the run. Belgian police are reportedly investigating a man seen carrying a large bag next to one of the confirmed suicide bombers on the metro. And in soccer, Australia has defeated Tajikistan 7-0 in the World Cup qualifier in front of more than 35,000 fans at Adelaide Oval last night. The Socceroos came out strong, scoring 2 goals in the first 12 minutes to secure their biggest win under coach Ange Postecoglou.